Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, sponsored by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with a variety of powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have discovered their life purpose and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories with you. These women reveal their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today we're talking about money, but more specifically, I love this, financial intimacy. Doesn't that sound wicked good?
It does.
My guest today has over 18 years experience in the financial industry. Mary is a certified public accountant, and she shares an office located in the Pine Hills with her husband, Mark Hurdle, who is a financial advisor. They provide complete tax assistance, accounting, and wealth management. Mary Hurdle, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Good to be here again.
I know. And we had such a great time on your last interview. I didn't listen to it. I didn't have time to listen to it, but it was such a good time.
Yes.
Now, before we even start, where are you from?
I live in Plymouth. I've lived in Plymouth now for about 12 years. I'm originally from Sturbridge, Massachusetts, which is central. We moved here 12 years ago and loved it and stayed.
Okay. And then in the last show, I do remember we discovered you've always wanted to be an accountant.
Always.
And you used to type up little invoices.
I did.
That was my favorite part of the interview, hearing that, because I did not know that about you.
Yeah. I would create my own business, and I would create office order forms and supplies and type them up as a child.
Okay. And I was playing school, I think. That's what I was doing.
Oh, okay.
I was playing school with some girls in the neighborhood, I think, you know, and writing out little, you know, worksheets to do
stuff.
So there you go. I was in the teaching end of things,
right,
which I'm not really in my life today. But anyway, so tax season is over.
Yes.
How do you feel?
Feels good.
You can breathe a little bit.
Yeah.
But why is now a great time to sit down with your accountant and your financial advisor?
So it's always a great time to sit down. But right now, I think people aren't so focused on getting all their tax information in.
Mm.
If you can actually just get over the busyness of that season and then really just focus on it and take the time for yourself in order to plan. That's the key word right there, is just to plan. So any time is a good time. But I think that right now is a little easier because no one's scrambling. The focus isn't on tax returns.
Yeah. And also, I want to mention, now is a great time. And I think every year, I'm sure a lot of people agree with me, that every year when the tax season is over, we sort of think, all right, I'm going to tackle this better next year. I'm going to do a better job. Do a lot of people feel that way?
Yeah, but you know, for those of them who plan, it actually works in conjunction throughout the year. So if you have a financial plan, so Meridian Financial Services has my husband, Mark Hurdle, who's a certified financial planner.
But it's meridianfinancialservice.com.
That's correct. That's correct.
That.
And then we have the CPA business, Mary Hurdle CPA LLC. So both of those businesses work together to ensure a whole health financial plan for you. So you shouldn't wait to the end of the year to make all these changes. You should look at it throughout the year. So the unique thing about us is that I can look at it from a tax perspective. If you say to me, I'm going to earn this amount of money, you know, being self-employed, or we're going to have this situation happen, we're able to look at where your investments are and potentially work those, maybe some capital gains, capital losses to offset the gains, to look at your tax package as a whole package to make sure that you are getting the best.
You're getting the best of what you can get for your situation.
Right, exactly, because it varies by person.
And business and income and everything.
Everything, right.
Okay. So why do most of us panic?
I think people in general, when you don't know something, I think it's easier just to not deal with it.
And have stage fright and do nothing.
Yep. And you see a lot of the panic when you get an IRS letter or an IRS phone call, which is not real, right? We know the IRS is not going to call you. I think people...
Now, what if you get audited? They won't call you for that. You'll get a letter.
You'll get a letter, and then audits are nothing to be afraid of. I mean, if you know, you are filing tax returns every year. You have documentation for those tax returns. An audit is nothing to panic over.
Yeah.
And if you have a tax professional helping you on your side every year, they will handle the audit for you.
And I think in our last interview, I stated that I had never been audited. But after the interview, I realized, oh, wait a minute, I was audited. And the reason why I didn't remember is because it was, number one, 10 years ago. So, hello, I can't remember what I ate yesterday. And then the other reason why I don't think I remembered it is because it was fairly painless.
It is.
And I didn't even have a good accountant at the time.
Right.
And it wasn't even that painless. You just, you came up with the information they were looking for, and that was it.
Right. So I think the key here is don't panic. It's okay if you receive an IRS letter. Just work with your tax professional to get help.
Yeah. And, you know, we've had lots of tax people over the years, and I've never felt so safe before.
Oh,
and
we're going to,
and I know you, it's a broken record. I say it all the time. And I'm sure you hear that from all of your clients.
I do. The testimonials are amazing that I get from the clients.
They're so from the heart. And they're like, oh, when I see you, I just feel like, oh, a weight lifted off my shoulders.
Thank you.
But anyway, let's talk about some statistics when it comes to taxes, which I find is very interesting because the average refund issued through April 4th, I Googled, so I'm not going to quote the resources, but according to the IRS was $2,792.
Okay.
So that's the average issue refund. And frankly, then I read about 7 million taxpayers fail to file.
That is true.
So, oh my God, if you're failing to file, you're missing out, right?
Well, you could be. I mean, we're all actually in control of our refund and the amount that we have to pay, provided you have a plan.
Yes.
If you know what you're going to be...
We're in control of it.
We are. So often when I file people's tax returns, I'll hear them say, well, I'm so glad to get a refund this year. How do I make sure I get a refund next year? And I always say the same thing.
I know.
Don't focus on the refund amount. Focus on the total taxes that you paid.
Yeah.
It's amazing. When you ask people, how much did you pay in tax last year? The answer is either I had to pay X amount or I got a refund.
And that's not the answer.
It's not the answer. You should know how much you're paying in taxes every year.
Yeah.
So in a sense, we all are in control of our refund. You want a refund? Well, sure, we can pull together a tax plan that gets you that refund.
Okay, so how can we avoid scrambling? That's basically starting now.
Start now. Plan now.
Without having to wait until the last second.
Exactly. So what I do with my small business clients is I want to touch base quarterly to make sure that they're on track to ensure that if it's self-employment tax or if it's quarterly taxes that need to be paid, they're not going to get surprised at the end of the year. And if it's people who typically just have a job with a W-2 income and they're not really sure because maybe they had a baby or maybe their wife wouldn't work anymore, I always say to them, you know what, in June, July, give me your year-to-date check stub. Let's take a look and we'll at least have 6 months to get in front of it to see what kind of position you're going to be in.
Yeah, and you're not really in panic mode in the summer.
Nope, not at all.
And frankly, you're just passing the buck.
Yeah.
You're just handing off the information.
Right.
You don't have to do anything.
That's true.
I love not having to lift a finger.
Yeah.
And I love to say, I just don't want to lift a brain cell when it comes to anything with numbers.
Well, that's why you pay people to help you, right? This is why, I mean, whatever your specialty is, not everyone has a specialty in numbers.
Yes, so. Yes. I clearly don't, which I know you know. And you're so nice about it. Why do most people resist saving? Because I'm not doing it. So am I resisting it or am I?
It's the excuses. That's what it is.
There are so many excuses. Someday, tomorrow, one day, later, next week, in time. Mm-hmm. Like these are the excuses that people have. And there's so many reasons. There's always something I need.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, you know, I want to live in the moment is another one. What ones have you heard?
I think people always say that they don't have enough. They wouldn't be able to pay their bills. And I think that that's not really true when you think about it. I mean, you can't save $5 a week. You can't save $10 a week.
I know.
You can't.
But we don't see the money. Mm-hmm. So it's not like every week I have 10 $10 bills in mm-hmm. front of me.
Right.
It's all online and I don't physically see it. And I think that that's part of the problem. We don't physically see the money and then we forget about it. So out of sight, out of mind.
So a good way to do that is most people have direct deposit for their payroll information mm-hmm. is to set up an automatic direct deposit into a different savings account.
Yeah, a Christmas club. Remember those?
Yeah, I remember those. Those were a while ago.
All right, well, we got to take a short break. I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Mary Hurdle, and she is with MeridianFinancialService.com. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you an entrepreneur looking for help with your current bookkeeping, accounting, and tax needs? Meridian Financial Service specializes in working with individuals, small businesses, and startups by offering a full range of accounting and tax services. At Meridian Financial Service, their service levels and fast response times give them an advantage over their competition. Let Meridian Financial Service help you plan your finances. Contact them today at MeridianFinancialService.com.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation. But there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Back.
I'm Nicole Perry, and you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. And I love that song. And, I'm not playing all money songs.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's kind of just cheesy just to play a bunch of money songs. But I totally feel like, that was my CPA love song.
That's hilarious.
But that's hilarious. Feel like I'm walking around with little wings on my shoes because I don't have to worry about any of it.
That's
great. And you do it all for me. And frankly, I've had many accountants, mm-hmm. but I've never imagined that I would feel so safe and taken care of, and that my CPA is still thinking about me, not only in March.
That's right. That's
which
right.
Which I've never had before. Mm-hmm. So I'm really appreciative.
Oh, good. I'm glad I could help.
All right. So let's talk about plan.
Yes.
Because, you need to plan. You need to figure out how to save. And can I just mention, last night I was looking for my Susie Orman book, and I found it. And it says $10 a day equals $300 a month. equals 30 years or over 30 years equals $1.1 million.
That's right.
And I found a photo of my husband and I in 1999. it's a Polaroid. Mm-hmm. So the restaurant we went to, they snapped it for us. That mm-hmm. was kind of like their shtick. And I put it in the book.
Oh.
And I was pregnant with my first child. And I really, I've always wanted to be more mindful about my money and where mm-hmm. I put it and how I save it and do stuff with it. But clearly I've never done it. So
right.
here and we are 17 and a half years later.
And imagine if you did, how much money you'd have today. I think it was Albert Einstein that said the eighth wonder of the world is compounding interest. I mean, the fact that you're able to have your interest start to earn interest, I mean, who wouldn't want that for themselves?
And who said that?
Albert Einstein.
Okay, because I have a Benjamin Franklin quote later on in the show.
Oh, all right. Okay. I'm pretty sure it was him, yeah.
Wow.
It's amazing what compounding interest can do. And just to give you an example, I recall seeing something where there was $30,000 paid out in a pension, right? That was, the company got bought, so the person received $30,000 as part of their pension payout.
Mm.
And they put it away, didn't touch it for 10 years. That $30,000 turned into $80,000 without touching
it. Just a savings account?
No, it was invested.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
it was invested in an investment account, but that shows you the compounding interest.
If you do something that's safe and not risky.
Well, there's different levels of safe and risky, and it all depends on your age, right?
Okay.
I mean, I'm not licensed to talk 100% about investments, but my husband certainly is, being a CFP.
And you're getting your license.
I am. I'm getting it in July.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So, but if you sit down with a certified financial planner and talk about a plan and where to invest your money, there's factors that come into play. Your age comes into play.
Oh.
How much risk you're willing to take comes into play. So
lots of different things.
There's lots
that.
Of different things. Yeah, lots of different things.
Okay.
You know, my friend was over my house one day and she was 40 and she was saying how she's never saved. And Mark had said, if you start tomorrow, just start tomorrow, you can have $1 million by the time you're, you know, 70,
what? 30 years.
That's right.
30 years, you'll have $1 million.
That's right. That was 2 years ago. I asked her the other day, did you start saving yet? And the answer was no.
Oh, no.
And it's like, oh, I forgot. And, you know, you just can't forget. You have to put aside time for it.
Well, you have to make it a priority.
You do.
Because what are we teaching our kids if we're, you know, if we have kids,
mm-hmm.
what are we teaching them if we're not making it a priority?
Right.
So I know we talked about the hair and nails on the break. And you're like, if you got rid of these pretty nails, Nicole, I'm like, I'm going to save and have the nails.
You can. Yeah.
But you can do that if you strategize
mm-hmm.
and you figure out a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, $10 a day, I want that plan. But then it's the $300 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh my God, right now I just want to set aside $200 a month to get each of my kids in the dentist chair mm-hmm. every month because we all need work. So
mm-hmm.
there's always stuff that pulls us away from that. But once you have it in place,
mm-hmm.
that's when the magic happens.
And let's say that maybe it works for you, right? Because you were saying how you don't see the cash.
Yes.
Maybe it works for you that if you have a dollar, you throw it into some kind of jar and then at the end of the month, you take it and put it away.
Yeah.
I don't know what works best for you.
Yeah, not that. The kids take the money.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So maybe
my wallet's always empty.
so then a direct deposit withdrawal.
Something
right into an account.
Something kind of automatic works for
mm-hmm.
me because
mm-hmm.
if I'm not seeing it now, so I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it happens on that end, I won't see it anyway.
You won't.
And I'll make everything else just work.
That's right.
With the money that comes into my account
mm-hmm.
for my monthly expenses. All right. Now, because and going back to the investing, I just want to say that I really want my money to do something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very multitasking.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm driving, I'm flossing and driving,
right.
which I know I should be focusing. But
right.
I'm, one hand flossing
mm-hmm.
and driving. But I want the money to be doing something wherever it sits.
Right.
So that's where you actually need to talk to the advisor.
That's correct.
To make sure, because you're not taught, this is not Roth IRA. This is other stuff.
It could be Roth. It could be traditional. It could be an investment account. Your money's not doing you any good if you're not saving it and planning with a financial planner. Your money's not doing anything in the bank where it is.
I know. And a lot of people say, what's the other one? You can't take it with you.
That's right.
So you can't take your money with you.
Mm-mm.
So that's why a lot of people say, I just want to spend it today. Can't take it with me. And I want to live in the moment. That's the other one.
Right. But when you think about your retirement, what age do you want to retire? That's a question I ask
people. I never want to retire. Okay. So what age do I want to slow down?
Mm-hmm. What age do you want to slow down?
What age I want to slow down is 88.
Okay, 88. Let's call it 88. Here's the
78
thing.
78 to 88 is the mm-hmm. slow down mode.
Okay.
And then after that is just a little bit slower.
Okay.
Like I plan to live to 98.
Okay. So do you plan to keep the same lifestyle that you have, or do you plan on your
I plan to cut
being,
it down.
You
I,
do?
Yeah.
See, I don't. I actually plan on still taking a lot of vacations, and I actually plan on it increasing because I want to enjoy my time. I want to travel the world. Mm. I feel as though, sure, I'll downsize the house.
Yeah.
But
you don't
I would
want
like
downsize
to have
the lifestyle.
I don't. And yeah. I want another home. You know, when you think about what you want for you, it would be nice to have multiple houses so that I could go in, you know, Florida for 6 months out of the year or something.
Yeah.
But the only way you're going to be able to slow down and enjoy the later years of your life is if you have a plan in place.
Now. Yeah, because I'm almost 50.
Wow.
I know.
You don't look it.
That's because of the fingernails and the eyelashes. This is why, I'm hanging on. The high heels are not coming off yet. All right, so how can proper tax planning help us with our plan?
Right. So like I was saying earlier, in conjunction with your income, your sources of money, your deductions that you have, and your investments, all of those things combined together will look at your whole health financial situation. It's so key and important to have your financial planner talk to your CPA, which
yes.
is why Mark and I did this together, because mm-hmm. my CPA side and his CFP side, it just works so well together to help people.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk more about that when we come
okay.
back. My guest is Mary Hurdle, and she's with MeridianFinancialService.com. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you planning a wedding, bridal shower, anniversary, or other special event? Let Mama cook for you. The Mama Mia's family of restaurants can handle all of your catering so you can enjoy the same authentic Italian cuisine that you experience in their restaurants. Mama Mia's catering offers homemade recipes priced to fit any budget. You can pick up your order before your event, or Mama Mia's will even come to you. For more information, call any one of Mama Mia's 6 locations or visit online at mamamias.net.
Would you love to have a true sanctuary in your home that features all the comforts and decor that reflect who you are at your core? Deborah O'Brien is an authority on self-image, interior design, and meditation. Putting you at ease is Deborah's mission as she helps guide you through an insightful process. Deborah O'Brien teaches you the necessary skills so you can find clarity in how to display your wardrobe, hair, and makeup in a way which suits the person you truly are. Start loving the real you today. Visit unveilingyourself.com.
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it, and as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And then he walked away, but his smile never dimmed and said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. And, you know, our kids are watching us.
They sure are.
Yes. So we really do need to have things in place so that they can learn on their own?
So for my children, they actually don't have savings accounts. They have investment accounts. So
Well, of course they do.
They do.
Look at the parents they have.
But the interesting thing for them is they get to say, geez, I love these Under Armour clothes. I want to buy Under Armour stock.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to watch how they come up with these ideas. Yep. They have investment accounts. And it's, you know, my 8-year-old came home the other day and said, Dad, what did gold do today? Because he likes to buy gold for commodities. So the children are watching. And I think that they are actually excited to watch their money grow.
Yeah.
Even kids that have savings accounts, you know, the passbook savings, do your kids have those? Do they like to get...
Yes, which we borrowed from.
Oh.
Well, sometimes we're in a pickle. We've had situations.
But do the kids like to see the interest that's accumulating in the account?
They don't look at them.
Oh, they don't. My kids used to love to see that. You know, the penny. They were getting a penny. Oh. So now a penny a month is nothing compared to, hey, what did the gold do today?
Like, it's, oh my God.
They're so involved with it. It's great.
Wow. My son, Reese, would love listening to this information.
Oh.
Now, what I do want to go back to, though, is the IRA. And I know that you don't have the credentials yet to talk about that. But I want to share a story that when I was sitting with you talking about taxes, and I said, well, we still have not pulled that trigger yet and done that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I feel like I'm in a lot of people are with me right now. Mm-hmm. I'm not alone. I'm not the only one that doesn't have a Roth IRA at almost 50.
Right.
And you said, why don't you just do one for yourself?
In the business.
And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Because I said to my husband, I'm going to do my own, he wants to do one too.
You guys should do it. And in your situation.
And he's always wanted to do it. Let
me
just say that because I know he's listening right now.
Right.
But, I know he's wanted to do it, but, you know, it's something that we just keep pushing on the back burner, like your friend, two years later. I haven't done that yet.
So you guys are in a situation where you own your own business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're actually able to get a tax advantage here by opening up a self-employed IRA or simple IRA. Not only can you save through that method.
Save money
for yourself for retirement. The company can do a match for you.
Mm.
So now you're reducing your taxable income because the company is now taking a deduction to their bottom line.
Oh my God. So can I do this $10 a day thing?
Sure.
That we talked about? That my little sticky note on...
but you need to contribute a portion too. The company can match it.
So what?
Yeah. So sure, let's talk about what you want to set up for yourself, because that's a great way to save tax dollars through someone who has their own company.
Wow. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So even if it's a dollar. Because I remember the last show, you mentioned $50 a week. And I just thought, for me, I'm like, oh, that's kind of a big chunk, you know?
So what works for you? I mean, everybody's different. So maybe we start with a smaller number for you just to get you set up and get going. And then once you see how easy it is and how fast the dollars accumulate, maybe that'll encourage you to do more.
Yeah, I want to. So when can we meet? I want to set up a time next week.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you want to stick with a plan.
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk about sticking with a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Who abandons a plan?
So people will sit down and they say, yes, we're going to do this. We are going to save X amount per week, or we are going to spend X amount per month. Mm-hmm. They say that. Put it in a drawer and forget about it.
Ah,
you
so that's abandoning the plan. It's not that they've set up accounts and then they've, you know, closed them down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. Or when you think about people, you know, I always remember Mark saying stories about people who are older who had a plan in place to live comfortably, but then they're going and living way beyond what they need. So if they only budget for X amount per month and they're spending double, well, now they don't have enough to live.
Yeah, and a financial advisor is not telling you what to do with your money.
No, they're
just presenting really great questions to make you think so that you can decide what it is that you want to do with your money.
Right. I think the biggest questions... is when do you want to retire? How do you plan on funding your retirement?
Mm.
What are your expenses? What are your projected expenses? Where are you going to live?
Yeah.
What's going to happen to you if something?
Yeah.
If you need medical assistance?
Mm-hmm.
All of those things are part of a plan.
Yes. And it's not about being, you know, struck with fear. We talked about fear at the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about when you do plan it, then there's nothing to be afraid of.
Right.
Exactly. Okay. Now, what if the challenge... is that you don't understand what the advisor is talking about, or the advisor doesn't understand you.
So I think that you just have to communicate. So if you don't understand something and you say, I just don't have an understanding, please explain it to me a different way, as long as you're communicating that to someone, they should turn around and explain it in a way that you can understand.
Yeah.
And then the same thing, if they're not listening to you, I think you'll find, though, that the advisor listens to what you say.
Yeah.
And then converts that into a plan.
Mm.
So it's just about communication and ensuring that you're keeping those lines open.
And what if there's conflict between the advisor, like the suggestions, which mm-hmm. are reasonable suggestions, mm-hmm. and then, you know, the couple or the family?
So when you say conflict, I don't know.
Like, what if my ideas are different from my husband's? Like, right now, he thinks college is more important than IRA, and I disagree. I think that IRA is more important. Mm-hmm. I think how we're setting ourselves up for mm-hmm. when we're older is more important than putting money aside for the college.
So there's a whole. So you have
even
to
though,
look at the
even
whole.
Though I'm not saying that mm-hmm. it's not important to save money for college or
right.
put your kids in college. I think that we're losing sight that we need to set ourselves up, or we're going to put the kids through college, and guess what? Guess who's going to have to take care of us?
Mm-hmm.
The kid we just put through college.
Right. I think there's more factors that come into play there. Things like, how much debt do you have? Because if you have debt, there's a difference in financial aid. So again, it's a whole health conversation here.
So is that good?
Financial
if you
conversation.
Have debt?
I mean, I don't think debt is ever good. I don't
but,
think.
But if you're checking out colleges and you have debt, that might be a good thing, no?
Debt is never good. And I think.
I'm just teasing.
I know, but those are factors to consider.
Okay.
So that's why you need an advisor to sit down with.
Okay. And really, the intention is to get your financial situation straightened out, mm-hmm. in order. And it might mean that you have to do some compromises.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not, you know, kumbaya.
Right.
It's, you know, sometimes it's not going to be a smooth road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got to go to a quick break. And when we come back, I'll give my little Benjamin Franklin
okay.
quote. My guest is Mary Hurdle with MeridianFinancialService.com. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9. WATD.
If you're looking for visibility and building relationships that lead to ideal clients and career advancement, the South Shore Women's Business Network is for you. At the South Shore Women's Business Network, our mission is to foster relationships, provide mentorship, education, and build a community to empower women. Join us for after-hours networking events such as trivia, wine tasting, and mini golf. Attend a speaker breakfast with like-minded professionals, even publish an article or offer a workshop to the members. To join us, visit sswbn.org.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business. Playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's Sprout DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation. But there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
Woke up cold one Tuesday. I'm looking tired and feeling quite sick. I felt like there was something missing in my day-to-day life. So I quickly opened the wardrobe. Pulled out some jeans and a t-shirt that seemed clean. Topped it off with a pair of old shoes that were ripped around the seams. And I thought these shoes just don't suit me. Hey, I put some new shoes on and suddenly everything's right. I said, hey.
And I'm seeing stars as I'm rubbing my eyes, and I felt like there were 2 days missing as I focused on the time. Then I made my way to the kitchen, but I had to stop from the shock of what I found. A room full of all of my friends all dancing round and round. And I thought, hello, new shoes, bye-bye blues. Hey, I'll put some new shoes on.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed, and my guest is Mary Hurdle with MeridianFinancialService.com. You know, I have a Benjamin Franklin quote. He said that there are only two things certain in life, death and taxes.
Yes.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
It's true.
Right?
Yeah.
And even if you die, you need to plan so that the people around you are not stuck paying with all your funeral services. Not that they're stuck, because they loved you and everything. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to plan for that too.
Yeah, I actually would encourage people to also talk to an estate attorney. You know, when you think about your home, if you were to pass away, do you really want your home going through probate, or should it be in a trust so that your children don't have to deal with that? So I do encourage people, I almost look at it like three-pronged, like you need a CPA, a CFP, and an estate attorney.
Yeah, that's next on my list too. Mm-hmm. And I was going to ask you, what's the proper order of the IRA and everything? But you know, you just kind of have to knock one off at a time and get it done, and at least start.
And if you don't know where to start, start with a financial planner that can start asking you the questions. Mm-hmm. You know, if you were to sit down with Mark, he would ask you all the questions that he would need in order to pull together a plan for you to meet your goals in later on in life.
And what do you have to lose? To get curious and set up the meeting. You don't have anything to lose. You only have to gain.
You're only taking care of yourself. Why wouldn't you take care of yourself? Like, you take care of yourself with your fingernails and your eyelashes, and you look beautiful. Why wouldn't you take care of your financial situation?
I know. You got to get intimate with your financials.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was 7 skills that I saw online that you can't be taught. Mm-hmm. So curiosity, integrity, drive, problem solving, resiliency, emotional awareness, and self-awareness. Mm-hmm. And so really, you got to, you know, your integrity, your family matters. Mm-hmm. So you have to not think about yourself. You have to think about everyone else when it comes to that. I mean, I believe in being selfish. Mm-hmm. I believe that you have to be selfish at some things in your life, because you're the only one you have to, be with. And then the drive part, you know, let your CPA and advisor do the driving.
Well, the whole thing is that you're good at something. I'm good at something.
Yes.
We have to rely on each other for those, you know, you hire people to help you because they're experts in the field.
Yeah.
Right? You don't do your own tax return because you're not sit down and do it and know what to deduct. You hire someone who knows how to do it.
And really, the emotional awareness, you need to break that cycle. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not going to break it, you know, then maybe your kids will break it. Mm-hmm. Maybe they won't.
Right.
You know, you kind of have to, you need to make that effort.
You do. And to go back what you were saying about being selfish, a financial plan doesn't mean you can't be selfish.
Yes. It just means plan it.
But you can, you can be selfish. You can say, I need this amount per month just to go do, you know, have massages, you know,
whatever you need to do.
And the beauty of it is that you get to see how that flows through. How does that impact?
Yeah.
You know, but it's not, you know, a death sentence here that you get to chop everything off.
I know.
It's a matter of...
That's what people are afraid of, though.
You know, and when you think about your income grows, right? You expect your income to grow now every year. Mm-hmm. So what do you do with that income growth? Maybe you don't need to spend that income growth. Maybe you can put that away.
Yeah, see, that's what we do wrong. Mm-hmm. We keep spending the income growth. We need more mulch, and we need more of this, and we need more of that.
Most people do, Nicole. Most people live up to their standard of... all the dollars that come in, they just spend them all out. I mean, you are not alone. This is what most people do.
I know.
You know, so as your income grows, if you have a plan in place.
Yeah. And you know what? I just want to throw this out there. We have solar. Mm-hmm. And every quarter, I get a solar check.
Oh.
And rather than just spending it on the mulch and all the things we need at that time of season, maybe that's another way for me to pull a little money and get that $1.1 million a little bit faster than 30 years from now.
Yeah.
30 years from now is when I'm going to start wanting it.
And not only the solar, I have solar too. Not only do you get that check, you're saving every single month on your electric bill.
Oh, I know that.
So where's that? Where did those dollars go?
Well, no, actually, because we have a lease.
Okay.
So it's a wash.
Oh, okay.
But the first, it's a 20-year lease. Mm-hmm. We'll never sell our home, so I don't care about that. So the first 10 years, we get money back. And the second 10 years, we won't get any money back, but the bills will be a wash. And then after the 20 years, my electric bill will be like $70 a month.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it depends on what system.
I guess what plan you went with,
And I didn't want to go with the plan where I had to research and fill out the form and put out any money.
Because you like it easy. You like things to be straightforward.
I want to hit the easy button.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right. Now, going back to the taxes.
Yes.
You can file, we only have one more minute to wrap it up. You can file an extension, but tell me the biggest misconception about that, because we actually had to do that this year.
The biggest misconception is that when you file an extension that you also get time to pay. That is not true. You have to pay the taxes that are due on the due date. If you file an extension, you still have to send in that money on time by April 16th.
Yeah, but we didn't send in all of it, did we? We sent in a portion of it?
Yeah, so you'll be...
And now we have to have like a $500 a month thing with a voucher, which I still haven't printed, which I was a little freaked out about. So now I have another sticky note here to talk to you about today. But you still have to pay them a big chunk of it. Mm-hmm. And we actually paid the state tax all in full.
That's right.
And then the federal, we paid the chunk. Mm-hmm. And now we have some balances. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was not a pretty year for us. But, you know, we got you now. Oh. And we've only had you for a little bit of time. So next year we're going to be really, really sitting pretty, right?
That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, we are out of time. I want to thank you for being here again. And Mary and Mark Hurdle are with MeridianFinancialService.com. And they are over at the Pine Hills location off of Route 3. I want to thank you so much for listening. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power. Knowledge is money.
Yeah.